our table outside, and we walked around the corner and looked down the street where the shooting had happened and didn't go too close, but we were totally unaware that it was a shooting with multiple fatalities. We had heard that it was only one person who had been killed, so we really didn't understand the gravity of the situation when we went back out to eat back outside.
So you didn't actually witness the stories of bodies outside of this restaurant and the carnage apparent. You were too far away to actually visually see that. Were you allowed to go closer, Margo, afterwards? Did you even dare do that?
I mean, if somebody was shooting a gun at you, would you go and run closer if you didn't know that they were farther away? I mean, we had no idea where the gunman was, whether they were still on the loose. We didn't hear any cars screeching and driving away, so we really had no idea if we were safe. In fact, we didn't know that everybody had been caught until well after 12:30, 1 a.m. When we arrived back into our apartment. And we walked back from the restaurant to our apartment for 35 minutes without knowing whether it was safe. So
you make a really good point.
Did not want to go closer.
You don't want to go closer. You make a very good point. Those of us in the news business, you want to seek out a story. And I'm thinking, even in that case, no, we got to go the other way. There were reports of people that were offering free rides.